Welcome to the KOXC 2025 Central Texas High School Football On the Road Report, sponsored by Sonic Drive-Ins. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Blagg. We are in San Saba speaking with Andreas Aguirre, head coach of the San Saba Armadillos. And, coach, as always, my first question is, Sonic, what's your go-to Sonic meal today?
Man, it's been the extra long cheese coney, some tots. Got to have the chili and cheese on there and get a at least a root beer. Man, that sounds good right now.
That does sound good. I like that. Okay, Coach, we're here to talk about football, but first I want to talk about the flood here in San Saba, a very horrible natural disaster. Just kind of tell us about that.
Pretty crazy, man. The rain, it just never stopped for days on end. And then when it went away, it came back and it kept on raining. We had two horrible floods within a week of them. And it just opened up. We were thankful for the rain, but man, it just did a lot of damage to our community. It went over the bridge crossing to Gulf Wade, and then it ravaged some homes there. And then it went in over Mill Pond, and the river kept on rising and just tore a lot of stuff up. And it was just detrimental to our community, but very thankful for the support we've had. A lot of people came out in support and still helping our ranchers build fences, getting people's homes, things out and cleaned up. So we're just very thankful for everybody who came in and helped and still helping to this day. And very thankful that nobody lost their life. That was the main thing. Nobody lost their lives. People helping us. People are rebuilding and coming together like I know San Saba can.
Yes, sir. You just mentioned San Saba is now on a four-day school schedule here. Which day are you off, and how does that affect your football?
We are off on Fridays, but honestly, it really doesn't. We like to bring our kids in early. We have a devotional. We have a team meal. We go through a run-through. We do our little sticker ceremony, and we lift weights on game days. So it's really good for our team, really good for our program. And then by that time, it's pep rally time. Hop on the bus, eat a little snack, and get ready for games.
All right, this is your ninth year in San Saba. I played 7 years as head coach. It's a good place to be, coach.
It's been a great place to be. Very, very blessed to stay that long. It's really an anomaly, honestly. You really don't see head coaches staying around this long somewhere. Got a lot of support from this community and the staff and the kids. I love San Saba and everything about it. It's just a great community, and I just love the way they come together year in and year out.
Last year was, I think, called a rebuilding year before the season started. You went 6-4 in the regular season, made the playoffs. You lost to Junction in the pre-district by one stinking point. You lost to Holland in district by only 3 points, but coach, you were just a few points away from an 8-2 season. That's pretty good.
Pretty good season. Our kids, they had a mission. They came in. They worked out extremely hard that off season. We're in a lot of ball games, and we made some simple mistakes that in the end it cost us, especially that playoff game versus Crawford. Hats off to Crawford. They're a great team and well coached. Our kids know that we didn't get the job done. They were eager to get the offseason started. We cleaned up football. We clocked in and had one of the best off seasons we've had here in the 9 years. So I'm really excited about our future and everything that we have moving forward.
This year, San Saba has, I think, about 8 returning stars on each side of the ball, and you know, last year's team was young and a little bit less experienced. This year you're older with more experience. You got to like that.
I love it. I love it. Our kids are older. They're much more mature. We're seeing some leadership out of those juniors and seniors that we haven't seen before. It was a learning environment for those sophomores last year. At times we had 12 to 15 players playing, which were sophomores, and playing heavy minutes for us. They've gotten bigger, faster, stronger. They're understanding what we're doing offensively, defensively, and our special teams-wise. And most importantly, they're leaders of our culture, and you can't ask more of them.
Your Dillos this year are not especially big from what I've read, but if I know San Saba, they're going to be tough and strong. Tell us about that part of your program.
Our kids just have a good culture, and they're blue-collar kids. They understand that we're not the biggest physically, and we may not be the most skilled athlete on the field, but I can guarantee you we work our butts off day in and day out here. We have a bunch of yes-sir kids who are willing to get in that phone booth and fight for each other, and that's awesome to have a part of any culture, and it's here in San Saba day in and day out.
One key player, Luke Tharp, last year as a quarterback, threw for 800 yards. and threw 8 touchdown passes. Running, he had over 1,800 yards on the ground and scored 21 touchdowns. And, oh, by the way, on defense, he had 22 tackles. He's kind of your Swiss Army knife.
He's a special player, and he's going to be that Swiss Army knife for us once again. We're going to line him up in multiple positions to be successful and help our team. But the most wonderful thing about Luke is he's a humble individual. He's a humble human being. He'll be the first one to give it up to the O linemen, then the guys blocking in the backfield for him, those running backs and skill position guys, those wide receivers. Then he'll come to the coaches and thank them for everything they do, and then finally it'll be on him. But he's a humble individual, and he works his butt off in the weight room.
Texas Football Magazine names him as their preseason District 14 offensive MVP, so he's recognized. Who else on offense, and who are you looking for on defense?
I've got to give it up for our big tight end, Danny English. J.J. Ramiro is going to be getting some plays at quarterback. Jason Everett will tote the rock, Luke Tharp. Across the O-line, we've returning 4 out of the 5 O-linemen, Omar Londeros, Jose Vega, Colton Pierce, Dawson Crawford, Adam Matthews. They'll all have a hand in that, and we're excited about where we're going offensively.
Yeah, it's good to have that many players you can count on. Pre-district opponents are the same as last year. Grape Creek, Junction, Goldthwaite, Hamilton. There's some good teams in there, Coach. Should help sharpen you up for district.
We have one of the toughest schedules in 2A, I believe, right off the bat. We're going to face a good Grape Creek team. They've been the stomping mat for many years, people say. But, heck, then we get them on the schedule, and then they get kids out of the woodworks, and they're coming to play day in and day out. That coach does a great job with his team. They run some funky offenses. So we got our hands full right off the bat. But it starts this week with the scrimmage versus Brady. That team is no joke. Sonora is no joke. And then Grape Creek. And then that rivalry game, you know, between us and Junction and then Goldthwaite, it just doesn't get easy. There's no pushovers this year. And there never is for the Dillos. We just don't have those teams. And it's going to get us ready for district play.
You don't want cupcakes on your pre-district schedule. That third game against Goldthwaite, September 12th, always a good rivalry game. Both teams are supposed to be very good this year. Don't tell them. I may call in sick that day and come watch that game. Don't tell the radio station.
You know I won't say a thing. I'm loyal to you.
New opponent on your pre-district schedule on September 19th. Katy St. John, that's a private school, I believe.
Private school. We had some things lined up with Timpson, and then they called us late and said they found a closer opponent, which is okay. I understand that. We tried to line up some things with Refugio, but we both understood that it could be a possible second-round opponent if we do make the playoffs. So we continued searching. Katy St. John Paul, the 28, reached out to us. Who knows what they have? Haven't seen any film. They're liable to roll out about 4 or 5 D1 athletes as a private school. But I know one thing, the Dillos are going to clock in and get ready for a hard-nosed game versus those guys.
And where will that game be played?
That game will be in Katy, Texas. So we've got a long road trip ahead of us. Thankful for the Booster Club and everybody supporting and chipping in to get us some charter buses for that one so we don't have to take the Yellow Dogs on that trip.
District 14-2A, you've got Mason. They're always tough. They have very few returning players and a new coach this year, so who knows? You got Holland. They went 7-4 last year, but they also lost a lot of players. You got Thorndale. They went 8-4 last year. They have a lot of experienced players back. You've also got Harper and Johnson City. But Coach, I think your district's kind of wide open this year.
I think it's wide open. You know, I tell the kids all the time, we can't focus on the district and the playoffs and deep runs. We've got to focus on the here and now and go 1-0 each and every day and truly get 1% better each and every day. So it's an exciting time. We just got to clock in, stay focused, and get after it each and every day. And when we get to those games, it'll take care of itself.
In playoffs, District 14 matches up with District 13. They've got number 7 in the state, Marlin, there. So, Coach, you better finish high in your district so you can avoid Marlin.
Got to. Marlin's always athletic. But, man, that district has a bunch of well-coached teams, and you hate to see those matchups in the first round, but those teams will get after you.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you, and good luck this year.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you to all our sponsors for sponsoring Armadillo football. And go Dillos.
That's Andreas Aguirre, head coach of the San Saba Armadillos, and this is Mike Blagg with your Sonic On the Road report on KOXE 101.3.